Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, and yeah, and I'm starting 10 seconds late, but I appreciate you listening. And yay, I did 2 episodes in the month of January, and technically in my time zone, which is the East Coast and has been for a few years, I still have 5.5 hours. So I feel really happy about that. And I appreciate you guys for tuning in. And I'm Anita, by the way. So this month has been long. That's the only way I can put it. We've had 3 sports stars die. The biggest one was Kobe. That was a football player, NASCAR. But the Kobe one just took over most of the week because it was so random. He died in a plane crash. And plane crashes in general are rare. There's no ifs, ands, or buts. There have been a couple of celebrities die in plane crashes. The last one, I think, was Aaliyah. And that's the first thought that went in my mind because they were born in the same year or close to each other. So I was like, wow, another case of Aaliyah. I don't know if some of my listeners remember her, but it just covered everything. Like people mowing their lawns to make them look like him. They're retiring both of his jerseys. And it just became this thing. And I'm sad it happened because 9 people lost their lives, including his daughter, Brianna, who wanted to follow in her dad's footsteps and play basketball. But frankly, I'm tired of hearing about it. Yes, I know. It sounds cold. It sounds callous. But after like an hour and the shock of it, it was the monumental interviewing everybody about it. I'm like, I'm done. I actually had someone call, the person who did my hair it was 2 days ago. It was Wednesday / part of Thursday morning. I'm back in weed. But anyway, they had called me on Sunday about it. And yeah, I verified it because it was like, what? And yes, TMZ was the first one to report it, and people got mad. My thing is, that's TMZ's business. TMZ was built reporting celebrity deaths. Let's not forget how they did Michael Jackson. They reported it before CNN. They're the leader of celebrity death news. That's the verification. Okay, they got the numbers of the people in the plane crash wrong, but let's not act like we don't go to verify celebrity death to TMZ first. Okay, back to it. So that's what I did, and then it became an avalanche of news coming in, and people are like, well, they should have waited until after the police told the family. That's TMZ. No, they are not CNN. This is not the age of Walter Cronkite. That's what TMZ does. So I can't be mad at a business for traditionally doing what they did, because the people talking about it read TMZ, probably read TMZ too. So, yeah. Then there's the whole impeachment stuff. I just want to vote for a Venus flytrap. Yes, I am voting for an actual human, even though I still want to vote for the Venus flytrap. So bad. The Constitution, it sounds crazy, but after this whole typing Russia, blah, 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 the Venus flytrap is an environmentalist because it turns oxygen into air, and we can put a pin in its mouth. Some people in politics probably have the same amount of brain cells, so it's good. And that whole thing's caused so much political turmoil, like the last 4 years. Like, dude, the one good thing about it this whole month, new episodes of TV shows that have come back from winter break, sort of, kind of, whatever. Like SVU. I've been watching SVU for years because the show's been on for 2 decades. It finally came back last week after being off for 2 weeks, and then it had 2 new episodes because it came back for the winter season. So, you know, the new episode of it. So that was good. And then the new episode of This Is Us, which is another show I watch. That was good. But everything else, tiring. Even getting my hair done is just tiring. And I have color, and I'm not used to color, and it's also getting back to length with color. Because when my natural hair is straightened, it's up like an inch or two past shoulder length, but this is longer than my natural hair. And even when my hair is straight, I have to have a mental adjustment because I rarely wear my hair straight. Last time I got my hair straightened was last June. So, yeah. And with the weave, last time I wore weave was 3 years ago. So it's very sporadic, which is great because I will not get traction alopecia from it because I don't do it back. And 1 to 2 years later, back. 1 to 2 years later, and it keeps my hair healthy. And I do know how to take care of my natural hair, but it is prone to breakage. I know to wash it. I'm one of those naturals who my hair is reversed. So I'm like, yay, no sulfates. My hair is like, no. And I've tried multiple brands of non-sulfate, so I can say that. Like, no, give me sulfate. Give me sulfate. I'm fine. But I do use jojoba oil. And they did a great job of just getting used to my color at the same time. But it's not like it's color on my scalp grown hair, so I'll get over it in a few months. What else? The meaning. Encapsulates this whole thing. This has been a long year, and it's only January. I don't know how many of you guys have seen this on your social media feeds, but it's true. This felt like a year crammed into 4 weeks. Right? I'm tired. And I sound whiny. And maybe it's because I woke up from a nap 2 hours ago. No, almost 2 hours ago. And I've been taking naps. Naps are good. Everybody, you don't appreciate naps until you're older. Those are good. And last week in Charlotte, Stand and Deliver hosted their professional networking week, and I did go to the opening, but I had other stuff going on in the personal stuff, so I didn't go for the rest of them, which sucked because it's a great thing to go to if you're in the Charlotte area, and the head of Stand and Deliver, he has such a great personality, Mr. Carlos Davis, is a wonderful person. So, yeah, it was well organized, but part of me, maybe that was like the start of feeling it wasn't even the start of it. That started like the first 4 weeks of the month. I'm not even going to put that on just that internal stuff. But, yeah, this has been month. And next month is Valentine's Day, and I don't know how I don't know if my listeners know, but I don't like Valentine's Day. My best Valentine's days are when I'm single. That is a shocking thing to say, but it is it's the honest truth. My best Valentine's Day happened when I was 9 years old. I will be 37 in a few weeks. I was sick. My mom did not want to get a babysitter, so she took me to the bank because that's how mom was. Mom, anybody who knows, any daughter who knows, moms are moms. They make sense to themselves and other moms. But when they were coming back, one of my classmates gave me cards that my classmates had made. So, yeah, that was my best Valentine's Day. I did go out with some friends 1 year in college for Valentine's Day, but yeah, any other time. Sometimes I actually enjoy listening to Alanis Morissette Jagged Little Pill on Valentine's Day. I do not get drunk on Valentine's Day, though. But, yeah, that's not my holiday. And, again, maybe next month, even if it does have that day, will be better than this month. Oh, also, it snowed. It didn't stick. I was out. And working on some stuff, and it just look up and there's snow. It did not stick because I'm in the south, so unless it is like, and that's basic snow rule, that unless it stays in the temperature that caused the precipitation to become solid, it will melt. So by the time it hit the ground, it wasn't snowing, but it has been raining most of the day. And yes, I kept an umbrella. The first time I got a weave in 2015, got it done. I think I went to Target, bought two bonnets, a brush, and an umbrella. And I had to replace them. I've had multiple replacements of that umbrella. So, yeah, I did have an umbrella handy because I packed it. So I just could have packed anyone. And then also having natural hair. And again, this is the south. You have like 5 temperatures in a day sometimes. Or I remember when I was living in Houston, you'd be in one part of the city, rain, like second coming, and drive 5 minutes away, desert. Very, very confusing. So it just makes it easier. But was not easy. I don't remember if the last time I had this done, if I carried a book bag a lot, because I just don't keep my purse. And frankly, for my shoulders, straps are better. Not just having straps on one side, but straps on both makes it easier. But remembering how to navigate sudden length changes, yeah. Who knows? Anyway, and another thing, who knows? I don't know what the next episode of my show will be. I don't even know what tomorrow's weather will be. Let's face it. Some people say climate change is not real. No, it's real. It is real because the temperatures in the summer is like super hot and then cold and just like Mother Nature doesn't like us. And frankly, I understand. Look at how much damage we have done to the earth. I'm not sure. I like technology. Don't get me wrong. I use technology to host this show, but on the quest to become technological, we sort of went through that whole industrial revolution phase, which has some good things, but the carbon emissions, not good. Also, watching the whole impeachment, no, I've seen clips of it because it randomly pops up on YouTube. Okay, maybe a screenshot of it because I'm like, I don't have this. No. Like I said, the Venus flytrap. If I have to vote for a human, I will vote for a human. So that's pretty much it. The Kobe Bryant, and it actually is odd that this week followed the whole deaths come in threes. And I told that to somebody, and they were like, that's a horrible thing to say. But it's not true, and I wasn't wrong. And it's sort of interesting that the three were all three other sports figures. Like, I thought it was going to be like other celebrities in other fields, like, okay, Kobe, then a singer, then a model, or Kobe. Glad it's not Quincy, because yeah, I'm a big fan of Quincy Jones. So gonna be somebody in music, maybe a model, but not three in the same sport. So I was like, oh, that was interesting. And even with the sports, the football player, he had cancer, so it was shocking, but not really. It wasn't unexpected. And the NASCAR, not really. It happened. I didn't feel bad, and that's how it is. Anyway, I'm Anita. This is Ramble, and I appreciate you guys for listening, and have a great day. Thank you.